John 16, verse 8 says, "When the Holy Spirit comes, He will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness." Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you will see me no longer. Understanding what Jesus means by righteousness is paramount. Jesus is not necessarily speaking of a positive righteousness that God provides here. That just doesn't fit the context. But rather, Jesus is speaking of a false righteousness, a man-made righteousness. The Holy Spirit will convict the world of its false righteousness. This is what Jesus did in His ministry. He proved that the Jews' teaching and temple and worship was in desperate need of cleansing. Jesus showed people the folly of trying to mount up their own righteousness. And the Holy Spirit will continue this work because Jesus is returning to the Father. So sometimes at our house, we play Monopoly. And the kids really like it because they can end up with millions of dollars by the end of the game. And that money works just fine in the world of Monopoly. But if we tried to take that Monopoly money to the bank and deposit it into one of our savings accounts, it would get rejected as fraudulent or counterfeit. In the same way, when the Holy Spirit does His work, the person will begin to see that their righteousness is fine and good in the world's eyes. But when he or she tries to cash in their righteousness at the bank of heaven, they'll be turned away as counterfeits and sent to an everlasting hell. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 says this, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness." What we need is a divine righteousness placed on our account, imputed to us. And this is what the gospel offers through Jesus Christ if we will turn from trying to establish our own righteousness. When you pray today, please remember Michael Barton and his family, our missionaries in Canada. And also remember the Maasai LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Kenya and Tanzania.